Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, I travel so infrequently. I'm apparently bragging about the fact that I'm flying Spirit Airlines to Vegas.
I hear they let you smoke on those still.
I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure if you can call it a jet either. Might be a twin prop.
Hey, man. As long as there's somebody out there getting it started.
Here's what I know. The only way I fly, direct flights.
Yeah, that,
no
that,
connectors. That not works. For this cat.
You know, I'm basically Hulk up there in a stuffed into a piece of metal myself. So I'm with you on the direct flight.
I appreciate the chastisement, though. That's good. Wanted to continue with a little chastisement. What do we call Jim Jordan? A little treasonous. You know, he acknowledged sending a text to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, basically, you know, encouraging a little treason, a little insurrection. And then they've gone out there and they being, you know, the Republicans and their sycophants over on the Foxy News. I'm not sure which tail wags which dog, but what did Tucker Carlson call some of these texts? Exculpatory. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, everybody's in the clear now that these texts have been disclosed publicly. But it's pretty Orwellian, right? You know, black is white, up is down. And somehow violent insurrection is patriotic. See how that works?
But they started off by saying, oh, no, it's totally Antifa. But now it's patriotic? Which one is it? It doesn't matter. The people aren't paying attention.
Well, let me just bring this CNN piece to conclusion. The approach recalled Trump's own when his pressure on Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to open an investigation into then-candidate Biden and his son Hunter came out. The ex-president simply insisted that the call was perfect, even though a White House transcript showed repeated abuses of power as he used military aid as a carrot, a transgression that led to his first impeachment. Oh, back in the less complicated, you know, impeachment 1.0 days. This Trump gambit, also used by conservative news outlets every day, recalls the party's reality-defying War is Peace slogan in George Orwell's novel 1984. Trump explained his method in a less literal way in 2018 when instructing followers to distrust their own eyes in nonpartisan media and to believe only him. What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening, he said. I, you know, only I, Donald Trump, can supply the truth.
Just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
Very talented. Fancy Brian, you are the best. This week's revelations have been damning for Trump, his former aides, and the conservative media propagandists who sustain him. But if history is any guide, the truth will not bring them down. The truth's not going to bring them down. They have been flooding this zone. They overwhelm you. I mean, the outrage, it's constant because you should be outraged. Jim Jordan's a treasonous bastard. That's just one of the many headlines today. It overwhelms the zone. People can't comprehend of the corruption, the level of corruption, the overwhelming corruption. And at some point, you just, you shut down. You can't take it. You can't process it. You can't keep it straight.
And that's for people who are in it, like us, all the time. It's overwhelming for us, and we're involved in it. We are informed on this whole situation, and that's what's stopping people from coming out and voting or coming out and caring about this.
Buddy, I got a beautiful mind and a flow chart, and it still feels like trying to drink out of a fire hose each and every day. Keeping it straight, right? So, anyways, 844-967-2789. It's Orwellian. It's Orwellian what they're doing. And perhaps the lies are being exposed, and they are being exposed. I mean, this week has advanced the narrative farther than perhaps any other week in the political history that I recall. I don't recall a week like this that the ball has been advanced, where the knowledge is coming out in public so rapidly, so quickly. I mean, Mark Meadows' text being read on the House floor by Liz Cheney, and then we got Jim Jordan running off acknowledging, hey, I sent the insurrectionist text. Didn't everybody feel like I knew? Am I the only one that, you know, feels just a little insurrectionist today? And this guy's moving towards party leadership in the House. I'm talking about Jim Jordan. He's still serving. So, anyways, 844-967-2789. So, you know, feeling a little weirded out by that whole thing. And, you know, I thought, well, I'll just go over and jump onto the Washington Post. And what do I see at the very top of the Washington Post? Well, it's a long-form interview about my great state, the great state of Wisconsin. Top of the post, top of the page right now. The real conflagration. Wisconsin emerges as the front line in the war of the 2020 vote. We are the new Arizona. The cyber ninjas, well, they are worse, have taken up root right here in the state of Wisconsin. And the big lie continues. This up is down, this, you know, elections are rigged and you can't trust anyone. Well, it's continuing right now. We, here in the great state of Wisconsin, we are in the barrel. We are in the eye of the hurricane. It's our turn. We're Arizona now. We're the crazies. I saw that there was a conservative thing. I don't have entirely the source. Madison.com. Just saw the headline of an article today, though. Wisconsin was rated as the 8th most secure election most secure for election integrity of any state in the nation. And that's according, you know, to the Heritage Foundation. Maybe you've heard of them. Did they come up with Obamacare? Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Going to the phones next. Their lines, they're open. Light them up. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
It's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Dr. Gosar.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
But other than that, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.